Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter O'Hara coming to you from Northern Virginia, right next door to our lovely nation's capital. And this is History Mystery Boo for the week of March 19th, 2011. My apologies once again for the delay in transmission. I was getting my geek on with fellow wargamers and history buffs at the Cold War's Historical Miniatures Convention last weekend, and I was decidedly wiped out when I returned home. Last week's question was inspired by former Governor Palin of Alaska. What former Russian weather station and Cold War relic is perhaps the only place on Earth that is close enough for the statement, "I can look out my window and see Russia from my house," to actually be true? Well, the closest point where the Asian and North American continents come together is the Bering Strait, named after Danish explorer Vitus Bering, who explored the area in the service of the Russian Navy in 1728. Unfortunately, the Bering Strait is still about 53 miles across and almost continuously shrouded in fog. Not exactly perfect viewing conditions for Russia. However, there is a small island group called the Diomede Islands, discovered by Bering on St. Diomede's Day. Big Diomede Island is considered the easternmost territory of Russia. Both Big and Little Diomede Islands are sparsely inhabited by native fishing tribes. The islands are separated by an international border, as well as the international date line, which is approximately 2 kilometers, or 1 mile, from each island. At the closest distance between Big Diomede and Little Diomede, the two islands are about 3.8 kilometers, or 2.4 miles apart. Now, that may seem like a long distance, but I can assure you, as a former Aleutian Islands resident myself, under the right conditions, one can easily see that distance out one's kitchen window. That is, if one were an Eskimo fisherman living in a small shack with no running water. Primitive, yes, but the conditions of Governor Palin's statement are met here. Big Diomede is technically Russia, and Little Diomede is technically Alaska. Of course, the governor does reside in Wasilla, Alaska, which was located on the Alaskan mainland, miles inshore, so it was still a pretty idiotic thing to claim to anyone familiar with an atlas. And now for next week's question, inspired by finding a book authored by a Facebook buddy of mine in a used bookstore tonight. The American Civil War was a long and bloody conflict that still influences society on many levels to this very day. In retrospect, it seems unthinkable to us for Americans to take up arms against each other. Yet, the succession of southern states was not exactly unprecedented. What southern state had attempted succession previously? What year, for what reason, and how was succession prevented? Tweet your multi-part answer to HistMistBoo on Twitter. That's HistMystBoo on Twitter.com. Or you can answer on my blog, The Third Point of Singularity, or on Facebook. I'm easy to find. Thanks for listening, folks, and tune in next week for the answer.